Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We've seen the number of swifts decline by some 50% in just 20 years, but they are one of the few species of birds where we might just be able to help. It's being highlighted by UK Swift Awareness Week, which runs through until Friday. Dick Newell is here. He's from Action for Swifts. Thanks so much for coming in, Dick.
Hello, Julian, and thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Action for Swifts, is that a local organisation, or are you a local branch thereof?
No, the bank calls us a community organisation. We're a group of volunteers who do all kinds of projects and generate ideas, and we maintain a website with case studies and designs and techniques, all aimed at trying to reverse the decline of swifts.
Now, I know you've got some events coming up, and we'll talk about those in a moment or two, but what's causing this decline?
Well, it could be a number of reasons. There are far fewer insects because we throw so many pesticides around. It's possible there's a rise in predators, things like sparrowhawks, hobbies, peregrines are all doing very well, and some of those specialise on swifts.
I guess they fancy their lunch, don't they, from somewhere?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's quite a few swift colonies have a sparrowhawk in attendance. But the main reason is, we believe, is loss of nest sites. There are so many anecdotes of houses being re-roofed, eaves being blocked, walls being insulated, roofs being insulated, and every time you do that, and if there are swifts breeding there, you lose them. And, you know, this is such a long-lived bird. It's probably the most site-faithful of any British bird.
So they end up coming back to the same spot, do they?
They come back to the same nest. They're faithful mostly to their nest sites.
And just to be sure, how do we recognise one? Because they're a little bit similar to swallows, aren't they, I think?
Many people can't tell the difference between swifts and swallows. They can't tell the difference between swifts and starlings, actually. they tell you they've got swifts nesting under their eaves and what's all this mess down the wall. And you go and have a look and find it's a pair of starlings. But no, swallows are more closely related to house sparrows than they are to swifts. Swifts are more closely related to hummingbirds.
Oh, really?
Do you believe?
Well, yes. Very, very long beak, aren't they? The hummingbird.
Well, the similarity is more in the wing shape.
Right.
I think. You've got to go back to the time of Gondwanaland before you find the common ancestor with hummingbirds. But it's a case of convergent evolution. They both fly around in the air catching insects. Mm. So they've evolved to have a similarity of flight.
So where do the swifts hang out? I noticed, for example, that you've put up some nesting boxes on top of Queen Anne's car park, for example.
Yeah. That's just one example where the local city council here are keen to do what they can to reverse the decline. So we were asked to advise on what might be appropriate in a place like a car park. And so we put up 12 nest boxes just a few weeks ago. And we're playing attraction calls there to try and deceive the swifts into thinking that there are already swifts breeding there, and they're more likely to occupy the boxes. Mm.
So I guess, as you mentioned, they come back to a place, but you've got to get them in there in the first place.
You've got to get them in there in the first place, and they're funny things. They often will not take any notice of very obvious nesting places, but they're very good at finding very obscure nesting places. And for the swift nuts around the country, we're all trying to attract swifts to their houses. It's quite frustrating watching these things not finding these wonderful nest boxes, but trying every other point under the eaves to get in. But eventually they crack it.
Mm. And are there particular spots around the city in South Cambridgeshire where the swifts are more likely to adopt as a home?
This area around here, around Cambridge 105, is one of the good places. Cherry Hinton has got some very good swift streets in it.
Is that the style of housing? Because we've got this sort of late Victorian housing, which is around all of the streets
Victorian
here.
Victorian houses with open eaves are great because they're generally not perfectly made, so the swifts get up under the eaves and nest on top of the wall. And of course, then somebody says, oh, well, that's not very good for insulation or heating or something, and they block all the eaves off, and that's the end of that colony.
So they can't get in or out.
There's one street here which was re-roofed, Gunhill Way. A lot of swifts down that street. And anyway, we managed to get 40 nest boxes up down there, Gunhill Way and Gunhill.
So if you're able, if you like, you've headed off to a certain extent before the...
Swifts are moving into those boxes. Mm. And when we last looked, I think there were 10 pairs in those boxes. In the 40 we put up, and every year they grow.
That's not bad. And can you put a number on how many swifts there are? I know you've been doing a survey, I think, with the university to try and track a few down.
There was an official estimate of the UK population back in 2009, which was 87,000 pairs. And if you apply a 5% per year decline to that, that official estimate would become 50,000 pairs. Right. Well, that was an underestimate. I think nationally... there's the order of magnitude, 100,000 pairs. But that's not the most important number. The most important is the rate at which they're declining. Mm-hmm. And what we don't know is in Cambridge, what are our swifts going up, sideways or down? We don't know. Mm-hmm. So this week we've been doing an experimental survey, getting students and other people up on the top of multi-storey car parks and the Castle Mound, counting swifts in Cambridge airspace, counting them against the sky, to see if we can generate a bunch of numbers this year. And then if we do it next year or sometime in the future, see, you know, are there more swifts in the air or fewer swifts in the air? I mean, this year is very much a pilot year, trying to find out what's possible.
So you do it again next year, perhaps the year after, then over time you can get a view.
Yeah. Mm.
What else are you doing? We mentioned some events. What are things which are taking place that maybe some of our listeners can come along and help out on?
We've got a number of events, which I'm speaking at most of them. If not all of them. No, not quite all of them. Tomorrow night, there's an event in Trumpington Meadows Nature Reserve. And there's another event where Edward Jackson's giving a talk in Newmarket. By the way, you can find out where all these events are if you Google Swift Awareness Week. And a page will come up, and on there is a link which will contain a Google map showing where all the events are. It's covered in swifts. You click on a swift and you can find everything about that event. So Google Swift Awareness Week.
That sounds fairly fairly straightforward. Well, thank you, Dick, for coming in and telling us about that. Next door, I often mention this, we've got the Mill Road Cemetery, of course, where there's the famous birdstones.
Yes.
Is that the kind of place where people could maybe wander around on their way home and catch a few?
Well, you'll see the local breeders flying over, and doubtless there's insects rising from that, so you'll see some birds feeding, but I doubt whether there's anything breeding in the cemetery, unless there's a building in there somewhere.
Never know, though. I don't normally stay long enough to find out, really, if I can help it. But, Dick, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Action for Swifts is what you need to Google to find out more information.
Swift Awareness Week.
Sorry.
Google Action for Swifts, one word, to find out about us. Sure.
That kind of makes sense. Okay, I got that now. Thanks very much, Dick. It's 20 before 6.